You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I am Dan Keller, and this show first aired November 16, 2023. With the recent release by the city of a new guide to navigate and report incidents of hate and discrimination in Waterloo, the Coalition of Muslim Women Kitchener-Waterloo have yet another tool to offer from their growing kit to combat rising incidents of hate and discrimination. The group worked with city staff and other community partners, such as community justice initiatives, as well as the regional police services, to create the guide, which highlights the group's online hate or discrimination documentation and reporting service, which is accessed at reportinghate.ca, and receives hate incident and discrimination reports from across the country. This show features an interview with Sarah Shafiq, the Director of Programming and Services for the Coalition of Muslim Women Kitchener-Waterloo, an organization which is described on its website as, quote, a small but mighty group of racialized Muslim women that have been standing up to hate, discrimination, Islamophobia, and gender-based violence since 2010, unquote. The interview focuses on the services that the group offers, the partnerships with the City of Waterloo and the regional municipality, and the surge in reports of anti-Semitic, anti-Palestinian, anti-Arab, and Islamophobic incidents reported in the last month. Shafiq also mentions the feelings of disappointment and fear members of her community are experiencing, bringing up memories of the post-9/11 era of profiling and discrimination. This recent surge in hate incidents reflects the past several years of data available from both the Coalition of Muslim Women and Statistics Canada. According to StatsCan, in 2022, police reported hate crime incidents in Waterloo Region doubled to 144 events, representing 22.7 incidents per 100,000 of population, which is more than double the national average of 9.3 incidents per 100,000 of population. These numbers add to the 38% increase in hate crimes reported nationally in 2021 compared to 2020. The 2022 snapshot of hate in Waterloo Region produced by the Coalition of Muslim Women shows a wide gap between the number of police-reported hate incidents and the number of actual incidents which take place, with only 10 of 97 incidents that were reported to them ever being reported to the police. With the new guide, the online reporting tool, and other services offered by the Coalition of Muslim Women, Sarah hopes people will be comfortable in reporting incidents of hate and discrimination and be able to access the services and supports the organization offers. The interview starts with Sarah Shafiq explaining why her group felt it was important to participate in the new hate incident reporting guide.
We've been doing this work for now almost 13 years, work on documenting of hate. And so we have a recently, 3 years ago, we launched a formal service in which we document hate and we also provide one-on-one support. And the service is one of its kind at the time when we began almost in the whole of Canada. When the city was developing this guide, they reached out to us. They're very generous to include us. And then we participated because obviously this is something that we feel is really important, critical for the community. A lot of work has been done in this field. So we wanted to contribute what we have learned with and share what we've done with the community. Also, our service is actually funded by the community. So Region of Waterloo is actually funding this. This is really owned by the community. That is also something which is quite unique, that this municipality is taking ownership and supporting this. So that's also really amazing.
That's something I did see with the discussion with the city staff, is that they were clearly very invested in this process and having the community make sure that this process is there, is supported. You're talking about creating a city that where hate is not welcome. And and these kind of guides, this kind of work, and then the work of your organization beyond just the guide is obviously important to get to a region and a city that that is free from hate.
Yeah, I know the staff has been really very supportive.
One thing I found very interesting about this new guide that you were part of developing with the city was that it was offering alternatives to reporting hate incidents to the police, offering your website, for instance, reportinghate.ca. Why was it important for the guide to include these alternatives to reporting hate incidents?
Certainly, you know, police is there for the community to report, and we really value that work. But we also know that many in the community are not comfortable reporting to the police. Most of the hate incidents and hate crimes are not actually reported. So there is a need for reporting. We need that documentation to understand where is this happening, who is this happening to, what are the trends, you know, just that evidence-based work. And so this is a model, and community-based reporting is a way for community to feel safer reporting to a organization or a grassroots organization that is more community-based. Yeah, so just to provide that alternative so that just people are comfortable reporting. So it's not to replace what the police is doing. We also have this service support as well. So we are connected with the police, and certainly if the client is comfortable and would like to reach out, and maybe to reach out through us, and we've done it a number of times, that, you know, then we provide that sort of bit of a safety and support when reaching out to the police. It's not just about hate incidents, and we also collect discrimination, cases of discrimination as well. So that also needs to be documented. And we, like a service, then also helps those who need help with discrimination, either at work or at schools or in institutions, in services and businesses. We provide that support. If somebody wants to report, that is really important. But then the service pieces, one-on-one support pieces also there. We have anonymous reporting as well. So again, it is about trust and building that trust. So if someone wants to report anonymously, there is that option. One can also report on behalf of someone. So that is important. If one is not comfortable yourself, then, you know, maybe somebody you know or somebody can help with the reporting. We also provide language support. So we have a number of languages that at Coalition we can facilitate, and they can report in their own language. So those that is also important.
How has the response, people that have participated, use the reporting hate.ca webpage, how that process was, and if they found the tool useful?
It is something unique that is offered because of that, not just the reporting piece, but also the service piece. And so certainly those coming forward and seeking that support and really, you know, finding that support and you know, resolution, or at least, you know, someone who is there to listen and understand what they're going through, like that itself, a listening ear is really important. But then beyond that, we can support them in their, for example, meetings with some agency that they may feel intimidated, but having our presence, you know, as an advocate, they may feel that's easier. And we've heard that. We've heard, you know, just navigating the system, that helps. We have heard we may help with writing emails and whatever they need. And so there is appreciation. People do appreciate that, you know, whatever makes it easier, because at that time of difficulty and confusion and hurt, if someone is helping them sort out the issue, then that is appreciated. And also, our service is open to everyone, like this, for all marginalized communities, and reporting is not just for the Muslim community. It is for anyone experiencing racism or xenophobia. You know, you have anti-Asian hate, you have anti-Black, anti-Indigenous, anti-Semitism, and, you know, so all we do serve everyone. That's also a key sort of aspect.
With the recent escalation in the war in Palestine, and the resulting demonstrations and peace rallies held across the country, Sarah was asked if there was a rise in reporting of incidents and hate and discrimination.
In this climate, absolutely. There have been reporting in the system, for sure, and cases happening in schools and in universities. So University of Waterloo, we've received a number of cases from schools as well. On the street, I don't think we've had a formal report. We know things are going on, and absolutely there's been quite a drastic increase. locally, what has been reported to us is Islamophobia or anti-Palestinian, anti-Arab cases, you know, that informally people report, but they're not reporting formally. But yeah, throughout Canada, there is a rise in anti-Semitism as well. I mean, it's just locally that these have been reported. Obviously, it's really troubling. It is just reminding the community of, you know, post 9/11 days when the whole community was being, you know, labeled as terrorist, and that whole rhetoric is being talked about by system leaders and those who know better. That is really problematic, and we do see the effect of that rhetoric by the media and by the politicians and those who are at leadership positions. The social justice, I think, community is just very, very disappointed that, you know, it's just, how can we be the state that one word we cannot even call for a ceasefire at this point? Yeah, it's really unfortunate.
You have been listening to an interview with Sarah Shafiq, the Director of Programming and Services for the Coalition of Muslim Women, Kitchener-Waterloo. For more information about the online tool for reporting incidents of hate and discrimination, or to make a report, visit reportinghate.ca. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news, and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.